Well, Kieran, first of all, congratulations and manager of a successful team, and you have to be happy with your performance, especially in the second half.
Well, yes, Tom, I couldn't be happier. I had back-to-back titles. Tough game. We had a great change from last year's game. We had a great first half last year and turned it around. But this year, completely different. First half, we were poor enough. We were down by 5 points and the owners were going well. Our defenders just couldn't get on the ball and just couldn't judge the breeze. And fair play to them, with a few strong words at half time. And a couple of them older boys, Jared McGrinner, I said on there at half time, I said, Jared has lost now 2 county titles to St Unions and he doesn't want it to be a third. And do you know what? It really spurred the boys on, you know.
A great start, I suppose, with Chris's goal.
A great start with the goal, and I mean, then Mickey the boy got a goal. I mean, Jesus, Mickey's 42 or 43 the now, and he just kept going and kept going. And Jesus, fair play to him. He doesn't get too many goals now. We usually slagging him for shooting at all, but fair play to him. They kept going, and Jesus, the old boys, you know, I thought our old boys would tire more, but they nearly got fitter as we went on.
Yeah, and the third goal, it took the third goal.
It took the third goal, and I think we went 4 up maybe at the time, I think. And we kind of held it, and it was tight to come back at it as well. Got a couple of good scores there, so that there. It was just nip and tuck, and I suppose we were down for a man for maybe 10 minutes or so, and then they had another man sent off then. And when it brought back to 14-14, you know, we stuck tight and we got the right matchups on, the right men, and we just kept at it. And
And difficult blowy conditions, as we can hear here in the background.
Terrible, it's hard to judge down here. Well, we said before we come down here now that a lot of our boys, thank God, they've all played down here over the years now, maybe not so many of the unions for that. And you know what, we're nearly happy to get down here. Patch is a wee bit tighter for us, and we're used to the conditions down here at times, and for it's never a really good day down here. It's always breezy, but no, I can't fault the boys at all. I mean, they really, really upped it when they were asked at half time.
And tell me, obviously, winning the Dr. Maguire is a very important thing for Glen Swilly. In the scheme of things, how important is the C Championship?
It's very important. I mean, last year I said that Sean Dunyan only gives out 3 senior county titles, a senior, a reserve, and a third. We had 2 last year. We weren't going to go home with none this year. And thank God. The boys really put it to it, and they got over the line today. And I mean, with the ladies there 2 weeks ago, and you know, it's great for the club, like, you know. And there's a lot of other boys there. See, Charlie Bonner unfortunately couldn't play today, he got injured playing for the Masters. But I mean, Jared McGrinner hadn't played for the thirds hardly at all. Gary McDade hadn't played at all. And you know, a couple of them new boys, Peter Doherty and Paul Burns there, and Jared Cannon and them boys, I mean, all do their bit. It's great for them, like, we've 7 or 8 boys over the age of 40 there, and that's what the thirds is about, like, you know.